Hi, sweethearts. You can leave those over there, baby. You can leave that seat to change it later.
Here.
It was right here. Yeah, we're not spending the night here.
Yes, I need to go to the bathroom, Tati. So go in the water.
So, no, go in the bushes, please, buddy.
Okay, I'll go to the bathroom.
The more you pee in the water, the more pee there is in the water.
Where am I gonna go? I'm making little boats over here. You see them?
Yeah.
These are my boats that I put in.
Oh, Manuka's in the water. Oh boy. Into the water?
Yeah.
Well, just hold on to the rock, honey.
Making
boat.
Yeah.
Abadia, no, she doesn't feel good. She's not. She doesn't feel well.
The dog doesn't matter.
So, did you go potty, Abadia?
Yeah.
Okay, so come down and you're going to get in the water with like your sister.
Yeah.
Oh, my Manuka's over there.
He's gonna
take his shirt off. You're not gonna wear your shirt in the water.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, then don't get in the water.
Why? I have an extra shirt for me.
You don't need to wear your shirt in the water. Boys don't need to wear the shirts.
That's
it.
No.
That shirt's gonna be all wet. See how the girls are not getting their tops wet?
Yes.
All wet.
Look, I found a green rock. Okay, so just lift it up like this.
Why do you need your shirt on?
Because really I want to throw my shirt on.
Yeah, but I need you to answer my question. Why? What reason do you want your shirt on?
Because
no, Manuka, don't go over there. I don't want you to go in the deeper area. Run on here, please.
Not even deeper. Even shallower. I thought the guy was not taking anything off.
But girls don't take their tops off because girls' tops are private. Boys aren't. So, buddy, we don't have a lot of clothes for you. They're not going to be doing laundry on Shabbos. You need to have clothes to wear.
Boker Tov Eli, Boker Tov Ephraim. Ephraim, you're just gonna have to hold with us here. You're coming in the middle of a big story, so you're just gonna have to have patience. You'll get there. Might be advisable to get the tape, the recordings of the last few sharing, just try and catch up.
Thank you.
We're right at the end of Chelek Aleph. We're in Perek Vav. So the next one or two sessions, we're just tying up all the loose ends from what we've done, and then we're starting something new. So then it should be easier for you. Okay.
Great. This is a 30-minute shiur that starts at 9:45.
Okay, I didn't hear what.
This is a 30-minute shiur and it starts at 9:45.
Yeah, berach.
Okay.
Approximately. Depends how we go. Let's see. It's hard work. There's nothing easy about this sefer. Okay. Fine. So, okay, the recording's working so that the guys aren't here. Fine. So, I mean, Perek Vav, what we're starting now is the final chapter, and it's no coincidence that the final chapter in dealing with the sugi of Malchus is Sholem. And we'll see why. We'll see that Sholem and Malchus, Sholem is a deep expression of Malchus. Okay. So he says like this: Echad mikinuye shel midas haMalchus is Sholem. One of the names of Malchus is Sholem. Va'amuven lefi pshutoy al pi akol aniskliel. The simple understanding of that, based on everything we've said up to now, we'll bring in some of those yesoidus now. Shrei metzias haMalchus. The three things that we spoke about, Midas HaMalchus, the reality of Malchus, is that power that brings together all the details of something, elevates them, joins them, and nullifies them. Okay? Elia, you're nodding? This rings a bell. It's been a long time. I know we have to try and just rebuild this. But that's what Malchus does. Malchus elevates them, the bread rolls of the chasana, you know, the joins them together. Everybody there is there for one reason. They're there for the chasana. Why are you here? Either for the chosan or the kala, but they're there for a reason. Umis batlin, and everybody comes nullified. Perhaps a better marshal to describe that would be the table. The five pieces of wood, when they join the table, they become part of the table. They become part of the table. And then they elevate it. It's not just a piece of wood anymore. It's now a table. And then it gets mitztarif. He's joined. He's part of something. And he gets nullified because he's no longer a piece of wood. He's now a table. So his individuality has been mevatel to the klal. Hashem mitzidam. The only chashivas that these things have, the four pieces of the five pieces of the table, or all the food at the wedding, the only chashivas it has is when it becomes nullified and it joins together to become part of the malchus. If you've been with us all along, this should be fairly straightforward and fairly clear. It should just be, if not, then you have to explain that again. That's what malchus does. There's nothing that brings shalom and unification of the diverse parts of the system like Malchus. Each piece becomes nullified. It doesn't mean that it's not there. We'll see. That doesn't mean you become a nobody. On the contrary, you have to be an everybody. If you want to be the leg of the table, you have to be the best leg of the table you can be. But now you're not just a piece of wood anymore, the best, most expensive piece of wood anymore. You're now the leg of a table. Your essence has been nullified because you are what you are. Nullified doesn't mean you become nothing. That's not the point here. David HaMelech was the greatest expression of Malchus, of Les Lamigami Klum, of having nothing of his own, and he was the most actualized human being that there was. The goal is not to become a nobody. The goal is to take everything you are and to become part of the bigger story. So nothing mevatels the individual. Nothing mevatels the individual. Nothing mevatels the individual more than Malchus. And at the same time, joins them all together. There's a bittel and an achdus happening at the same time. Malchus tomid nimnis achreina. Malchus always comes last. It's always the seventh of the system, right? The seven shepherds in your sukkah, David HaMelech's the seventh one. The we'll see nine shalom. You'll see it's everywhere. It's quite amazing. You'll see how this you'll see this everywhere. It's not just a coincidence that the siddur is built around this. You'll see, it's amazing. So Zokana Malchus tomid nimnis achreina tishmesadrim. Shvachov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we order the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll see that Shalom always comes last. There we say Vanamlichecha Malkeinu. Malchus comes last. Ubi Yishtabach. In Yishtabach, there's 13 praises in the Baruch of Yishtabach. Shiru Shvachov Kedusha Umalchus. Malchus comes last always. Ubi Nishmas Kol Chai. When we say Nishmas on Shabbos. It's always Malchus is always the last of the system. Why is it like that? Put Malchus first and then put Vagdishu. Yamlichu Vagdishu. What's the problem? No. Malchus always comes last. Why? Sha Malchus here mida hashvis vaachreina hakoleles el sakol. Because Malchus is always the seventh, the last, and it includes everything. You can't include everything if some of the things aren't there yet. If you have Yamlichu v'zem Yagdishu, then Yagdishu won't be inside the Yamlichu. Yamlichu, the Malchus, contains everything. So therefore it has to come last, because it's what holds all the pieces that came before. You can't have Shabbos on Wednesday. Shabbos, which is our subject, hopefully we'll get there one day. We haven't touched on Shabbos yet. We're just building the Yesodus. But if you think about it, Shabbos can't be in the middle of the week. Because if Shabbos would come on Wednesday, you'll be missing Thursday and Friday. Shabbos has to come at the end of the system because it contains everything, mevatels everything, and it's miyachid everything that came before it. All the 6 days of the week come together in a nullified form, an actualized form in Shabbos. You see, therefore, Shabbos has to come at the end because it contains all the pieces that came before, because Shabbos itself doesn't have anything of its own. You'll see that just like Malchus is always mentioned last in the Nuschois of the Tfilah of the Tehillim, you'll see that Shalom Nimne Achron b'kol makom always comes last. V'umasef l'kol ha-machanot, and it joins together everything that came before. Yishmona Esrei have a bracha achreina. Yishmona Esrei, what's the last bracha? Sim Shalom. You think that's just because of whatever, you know? It was like whatever. That we weren't sure where to put it, so we put it at the end. Ve'kas kohani, mesayem is b'shalom. Why did you do Shalom first and v'yishmerecha last? No, because Shalom always has to come last because it's Malchus. V'kol makshon shemaskirin kama v'kama brachos. Wherever we mention many different types of brachos, for example, in Yale v'yavo. L'cheinu l'cheser u'lachemim l'chaim u'le shalom. Always lost. It's not some coincidence. The because I'm also the bracha reviews, bracha v'yeshua v'rachamim v'chayim v'shalom. There it is again. Always the last of the system. Shalom hu amida ha'achreina ha'koileles kulam u'mashlimes kulam. It's all we've been speaking about up to now. If you chap what we're saying now about shalom, that's what we've been saying now about malchus, about everything. It's the last thing that mashlims everything. Without that, you just have six diverse pieces. You have a Yom Rishon and a Yom Sheni and a Yom Shlishi. We don't have that. We have a Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, a Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. Shabbos is what joins together, nullifies the pieces, and actualizes the pieces and meyachids and makes them one thing. U'b'pashas b'chukoy sa'b'brochas, v'nasati sholoim ba'aretz, chosuv rashi shav. Okay, fine. That's just, we'll see that he just expresses out there. Oh, say shalom b'bayres sakol. Okay, fine. So that's the setting up the system so that Shalom, which we'll see is very relevant to Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, where does that come from? We'll see is because Shalom is that manifestation of Malchus, and you see we're bringing it last. It's the last perek in Malchus, the last chapter in the Chelek dealing with Malchus is he brings Shalom. Because that we'll see as we go weiter is the most important manifestation we have in Shalom. And we'll see now that the opposite of that is Sinas Chinam. The opposite of Shalom is not Sina, it's Sinas Chinam. We'll see why that is, why that destroys the Beis HaMikdash, why that destroys the Beis HaMikdash was also a manifestation of Malchus. It's where you came to the Beis HaMikdash, you became nullified. You became one, you were just part of Klal Yisrael. And at the same time, it elevated you to being part of that thing which was happening, the Aliyas HaRegel, the Chelok of being Klal Yisrael. Hefer HaShalom hu Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam perusha shesoyne lechaveiroi, no mitnei shara lo. Sinas Chinam means, not that you hate your friend because he's bad for you, he's evil for you, or he did you bad. Ela poshut mitoich kina. Sinas Chinna comes from kina, from jealousy. That's where Sinas Chinam manifests. And we'll see why that's so destructive. If somebody does you no good and he's horrible to you and you hate him, that's not going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. You're human. That's natural. People, somebody steps on your toe, you go, ouch, you know. That doesn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. That's not what's causing the golus. What's calling the golus is what's called Sinas Chinam. That's based on kina. What's so terrible about kina? We'll see. Hanishiyesh lechaveiroi ma she'ein lo. His friend's got something that he doesn't have. Veda, she'asina azu bo behechrach, kashe kol odem prati magish et metzius atzmo. When does kina come about? Is where everybody feels that he is an independent existence. Ve'ef shalina tzel mize, sheze kol odem kinas ish mereyu. That's the kinas ish mereyu. He can't manifest his independence because there's somebody else in the way. Im Ruvain hu Ruvain, v'Shimon hu Shimon. Ruvain's Ruvain and Shimon's Shimon. Ve'echrach gomu, sh'Ruvain yisone es Shimon, sh'yesh l'Shimon ma she'be'etzem ha'yeroi gam l'Ruvain. Because Shimon has something which is also roi l'Shimon. L'Ruvain. V'lama kesev v'seichel yu etzlo v'lo etzli. Why's the money and the brains? Why did he get it all and I didn't get it? Why didn't I get what he got? Why has he got that and I don't have it? Why does he have nachas and I don't? Why does he have this? Why does he have money? Why does he have health? And I'm sick and he's got health. And blah, 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 blah. 1 second. But that's because you and he's he. You can't help him. Because a guy like that, you can't help. That's what it says. Kina is moitzer adam in ha'olam. You can't help a person like that. The only thing you can do for him is Kashe Ruvain any Ruvain, ele Yehudi. When Ruvain, before he's Ruvain, he's a Yid. He's a Yehudi. Shaprat bottle the klal. His Ruvain is bottled to the klal. He's Ruvain. The most fully expressed Ruvain. We're not denying that. But that Ruvain isn't Ruvain for Ruvain's sake. That Ruvain is Ruvain for Klal Yisrael's sake. He's a Yid. Ukomo shekola eitzim nasim shulchan. All the pieces of the tree, of the wood, became a table. It didn't stop being a piece of wood. It was the best piece of wood you could find. But it mevatled itself to the table. Ken kola ishim apratim nasim yudim. When all the individuals become Jews, when they become Yehudi, anshei havaya, then the name that's expressed in Yehudi, we discussed that, is the Yudkei Vavkei. The Yudkei Vavkei then means Hashem's name is in your name, like in every nation. When you're a Persian, when you live in Persia, you're called, you're a Persian. You get the name, you get the shame. Shame was also part of Malchus, you remember? I think there was in Perek, when was shame? When did you deal with shame? Lozoche. Maybe in Perek, Gimel, Lozoche. We said that name, the concept of a name is also part of Malchus. So there you become a Persian. So yeah, you become a Yehudi. You. But you're not you for you anymore. You for the nation, for the people, in our situation, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Sheavaya Baruch Hu, we now Hashem's people. Umisachtim leklal agadol shel malchus. Now we unite behind the malchus. As yesh ava v'achve b'neim. Now there's love between everybody. Shema nafkemine makesef asechel etzlo etzli. What does the difference make if the money is by him or it's by me? But this is Hashem's money. What do I care if he's looking after Hashem's money or I'm looking after Hashem's money? At the end of the day, it's all for Hashem. It's all for the benefit of the country. As long as the Malchus is benefiting, what, okay, if I'm benefiting the Malchus, are you benefiting the Malchus? On the contrary, I'd love to help you benefit the Malchus, because we all just want to benefit the Malchus. So I'm not going to come pull you down now because I'm jealous of you. On the contrary, if you have something I don't have, I'll help you. Because at the end of the day, our unified goal is the nation, is the Malchus, it's not the individual. So sinas chinam mamish mevatels the Malchus. That's why it's such a terrible thing. That's why we're stealing galus for it. There's worse avodas than sinas chinam on the surface, you know. So you don't like somebody, so you don't like him. You don't have a good reason. But fine, it's not a good thing. You're not a good guy. You know, you're lacking out on v'after erecha kamoyecha. Fine, you bitla mitzvah asay. But that destroys the whole world? Why? Because you're not destroying the whole world. You're destroying the Malchus. That's what's behind the churban and the golus. This isn't relevant today. I don't know when it's relevant. He feels himself at the center of the universe. There used to be a time where God was at the center of the universe, but now man is at the center of the universe. They even daven to a god that looks like a man. That's what they did. They made man. Man's now the god. Yeah. So they put man at the center of the universe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the periphery. So that's mamash bitla malchus v'silat hashchina. That mevatels the malchus. Aval kashiyesh nuchachut shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayinu shoisim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'merkaz hakol. When Hashem's at the center of the universe, when He's at the middle of everything, v'kol batel alav, and everything is. Yeah, I know I want this, but that's what Hashem wants. Okay, I'll give you that, Hashem. I'm part of something bigger than myself. I'm not just a piece of wood anymore. I'm now part of a table. I'm not just a person sitting at a hall eating a bread roll. I'm part of a simchas chasana. So then there's a whole different story here. I call bottle love. Then there's shalom. She'a brocha she'akol toluboy. That's the brocha that everything's based on. She'a shalom v'amalchus v'ashchina o'isa achasein. Shalom, Malchus, and Shechina, that's all one thing. So when there's Shalom, then you have Shechina, because you have Malchus. How do you get Shalom? Is you give yourself to the Malchus. Sunday says, I'm not Sunday anymore, I'm Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. It doesn't become nothing. It's Yom Rishon. And that Yom Rishon has to be used properly. Why? B'Shabbos. And then it goes into Shabbos and becomes one thing, which is called Shabbos Malchus. Okay. The ain't kli machzik brocha kamo shalom. That's the Gemara there. It says there's no vessel that can hold blessing other than peace, other than shalom. Reuven and Shimon, kama brocha kva ev shelashpia lehem. Kleim mugbolim. How much brocha can you put on Reuven and Shimon? Reuven has a limited amount of space to absorb brocha. Shimon, how much space does he have? Aval kash Reuven lo nekre Reuven, v'Shimon lo nekra Shimon. When Reuven's not called Reuven anymore, where his essence is not Reuven anymore, when they're called on Hashem's name, when they're called Yehudi, and because of their joint name, they both have the same name. Eli, you and I have the same name. At the bank, you have to be Eli and I have to be Mordechai, but in essence, we have the same name. We're Yehudi. Then you have Shalom B'nayim. B'meile hu, shekol mashmois harachamim shebeshem avaya, chololeim. All the infinite rachamim. Because Shem Avaya, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the Shem of rachamim. So in there is infinite rachamim. So all the infinite rachamim, whatever that means, is now shaykh to me. V'ein gvul lebrocha shesher al mim Hashem. Then now there's no limit to the brocha that you can get. Kolzman, you want the brocha of Shimon, because I'm Shimon and I want Shimon's brocha. So how much brocha can Shimon get? How many kalim do you have? So we'll give you what you can get. It's very limited. But if I'm Yehudi, I'm chalek of the infinite. So now the brocha is unlimited, because it's now Birchas Hashem. It's all the brocha that's contained in the Yud Kei Vav Kei. How much brocha is there? Ein Sof. So that's the first chalek of understanding Shalom as part of the Malchus. And you can see where this is going. We started off wanting to talk about Shabbos, which we haven't yet. I mean, we've touched on a little bit, but we're building the foundations, and you'll see how choshev this is in terms of what Shabbos is. That's why if you don't have Shabbos, you don't have anything. Because Kol Zman, you don't have Shabbos, you don't have Malchus, you don't have Shalom. Kol Zman, you don't have Shalom, you don't have Brocha. That's why it says Shabbos is Makor HaBrocha. So now you understand why Shabbos is the Makor of Brocha. Because Shabbos is Shalom. Shabbos is where you mevatel yourself to the Malchus. And that's what brings down the Brocha. Okay. We can go a bit weiter still. Fine. Paragraph base. Ba'am Yisrael metzanu pamachas she'ayu b'sholom b'achdus gemura. B'matan Torah. By the only time Klal Yisrael was ever totally united, to the best of my knowledge, completely united, was b'matan Torah. She'azay yeki'ish echad b'lay v'echad. Yeah, that was when Klal Yisrael mamash stood ki'ish echad b'lay v'echad. V'zeh haye miyad achetzias Mitzrayim. Kesha'am nivra mechadash. That's when Klal Yisrael was created, Yesh Mi'ayin, again. That was Yetzias Mitzrayim, was the birth of the nation. Uma borasa'am. Yachad kulam hoidu v'imlichu v'imra Hashem yimloich li'olam v'ed. What created the nation? What made Klal Yisrael a nation? Not just a whole bunch of nomadic Bedouins wandering through the desert with Hashem. What united them? What made them an am? So that's the lotion of the Yachad kulam hoidu v'himlichu v'omru Hashem yimloich l'olam ve'ed. Kulam, together, praised and coronated Hashem and said, Hashem's yimloich l'olam ve'ed. D'ze atzma hu havayas ha'imuna. That's the whole beginning. That's the whole essence of ha'imuna. Bottle Reuven v'bottle Shimon. There's no more Reuven. There's no more Shimon. Kulam echad kiblu es hamalchus v'klalos. Everybody connected it as one, as a nation. Near Yehudim, they became Yehudim. Anshe havaya baruch hu, they became people of the Yudkei Vavkei. U'meleim yuchadim u'mochadim ba'achdus gemura. Therefore, they were totally united in the most unbelievable oneness. I just want to point out one thing here. If this is something I've said many, many times. I haven't seen it, but if this is not truth, it's ma'od korivla the truth. Is why does it say there they were ish echad b'leiv echad? If you want to tell me that they were united, just say that they stood there b'leiv echad. Then I'll know that they were united. What's the ish echad doing here? So it's what I've been saying all along here. When there's a hisbatlus, when there's an alification of me and we become leiv echad, but it's left to be an ish echad. Moshe Rabbeinu told each Jew where to stand. Why can't I just stand where I want? No, because where you stand is your unique connection to Torah. Each person has his own unique connection to Torah. Each person has his own place where he stands to be Mekabel Torah. Because no two people are the same and no two people get the same Torah. Each person's going to manifest and express and bring out Torah that's unique to him. Every Shmoneh Esrei that you and I daven, we're saying exactly the same words, but it's a different Shmoneh Esrei. It's not the same because I'm a Nish Echad. So the work is not just to become a Lev Echad. Lev Echad, everyone becomes one. Boom, everyone's nullified. I'm a nobody, you're a nobody, he's a Gornisht, he doesn't, and we all just become. No, you have to be an Esh Echad. You have to be a unique, fully fledged individual, and then you become a Lev Echad. That's the work. The work's not to become a nobody. The work's to become everybody. And then nullified, to become an Ish Echad. Ish Echad. Ish Echad means not just I'm one person, it means I'm every person. I'm everything I can be. And then that I nullified to the Klal. That's what happened there. It wasn't just the nullification. It was each person reached the pinnacle of his achievement. It was at the end of the 50 days of Sphira. Each person had built himself into the most Sholem person he could be to Makabal the Torah. And that he gave to Klal Yisrael. That's the vort from Ish Echor. Okay, he's emphasizing the other aspect. I just don't want to ever forget that because a mistake gets made here that nullification of yourself to the Klal means you become a Gornisht. It's not true. The Klal needs fully actualized people. You got a wedding and you just become a nobody. Well, then you're not going to be able to help the chosen very much, are you? You have to be the best dancer in the world. You're not dancing for you. You're dancing for the chosen. And you're not dancing to show off that you're a better dancer than him. You're working together for the chosen. V'pirish ha'inyan ki ish echad b'leiv echad, kivin sh'ayah lehem leiv echad, memeila hayu ki ish echad. He's going to say it now from the other way. Okay, I just wanted to hagdama this just because he's going to say it slightly differently. V'leiv echad haynu matik siv, tzu levavi v'chel ki elokim lo'ilam v'kodesh baruch hu libam shel klal Yisrael. What's he saying? Yeah, we'll end with this. Since they were b'leiv echad, memeila hayu ki ish echad. That's not what I said earlier. He's saying something else. Because they were b'leiv echad, they became ki'ish echad. They became a unified form. Yeah? He's saying it's wrong. It should have said b'leiv echad ki'ish echad. It doesn't. It says ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. Okay, I'm not going to class the bikuchim here, but okay. But he's going to say, he's going to say. I'm not arguing. I'm just, what I say, I think he's also true. Okay. V'ayu ki'ish echad, b'leiv echad haynu madiksiv. What does it mean, b'leiv echad? That's what's written. Tzu levavi, the former, the foundation or the rock of my heart, the chelki elokim lo'ilam, the portion of me which is God forever. Kodesh Baruch Hu, who libam shel klal Yisrael? Who's the lave of klal Yisrael? Who's the mind of klal Yisrael? That's Hashem. Given she kiblo aleim malchus shemayim, since klal Yisrael is makabel upon themselves, malchus shemayim. Hashro Kodesh Baruch Hu chinos b'neim, Hashem poured down His shchina into them. Hashem became the mind of everybody. The Malchus is the heart of the nation, the mind of the nation. Because that's what the heart is. The heart is what unifies the person into one being. You have legs, you have toes, you have eyes, you have a heart, you have kidneys, whatever, but what unifies the person as a person is the mind. The heart is the tabernacle, the center of the life. Comes from a higher place. The central, the lave, the Nefesh HaChaim says that we spoke about this once. Lave means central, that which is at the center. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is called the lave because it's at the center of the Migdash. It unites all the different parts of the human being into one. When I hit you on the hand, let's say I cut your hand, yeah? Then the judge says to me, why did you hurt Ruvain? He doesn't say, why did you cut the hand? Let the hand come to Beis Din and claim damages. No, Ruvain's coming to Beis Din. Why? Because the hand of Ruvain is Ruvain. Why? Because it's a united essence. I didn't hurt Reuven. I hurt his hand. My kesher le Reuven. Oy shaita, you idiot. Arei yodo shel Reuven hi Reuven atzmoi. The hand of Reuven is Reuven. When you've got an ingrown toenail, you don't say, wow, my toe's sore, but that's not a problem because it's just the toe's problem. I can carry on doing what I'm doing. No, the whole goof is can't function. Aval zeh rak kesheyesh lev v'Reuven chai. That's only when there's a heart and Reuven's alive. If there's no mind, if you detach from reality in a chinami, then your hand's not you. It's a piece of meat. Hashem is the mind, the heart, the mind, whatever you want to say that is, of Klal Yisrael, and He unites it together, and everybody lives together. If you had two people that had one mind, they would be completely unified. Ultimate unification. They had two bodies, but they had one brain. They'd be completely unified, those two bodies. They wouldn't work against each other. No, the one body wants to go there, the other body wants that. The body doesn't want anything. The body is ruled by the mind. What unifies the pu'ulot, the actions of the goof, is the mind. So if you had a person, you had two bodies and one mind, those two bodies would totally unify. Kachu inyan malchus shamayim. That's the inyan of malchus shamayim. Yeshiva shleimus, when it's at its ultimate essence. Yesh lekol ha'ishim b'Yisrael leiv echad muachad u'meile haim ki ish echad b'shalom b'nei. Then all the unified pieces are one. Unity and the shalom between them because there's no tugging in opposite directions because there's one mind here. That's the Rotzon Hashem. The question is, no, what do you want and what do I want? What do you think and what do I think? What does Akash Bochu want here? That's all. That's the only question a Jew ever has to ask himself. What does Hashem want from me now? if everybody was just doing that, life would be so much nicer, you know. No, but I want this, and I think that, and I think that, and you think this, and that's why there's no shalom. Because Hashem's not at the center of the universe anymore. I'm at the center. My hashkafa, my shittas, my world, that's what's at the center of the universe. And yours? Well, you've got a different perspective, and you're at the center of the universe. No, Hashem's at the center of the universe, and my different perspective and your different perspective comes together for Hashem. So then you and I'm me, but that's bottled to, well, what does Hashem want? Then you have a beautiful world, Gevaldika world. And that's Shabbos. Without Shabbos, you can't have that. That's what Shabbos teaches us. And we'll see that more when we go weiter. Okay, good to have started this again. You see the same pattern, Eli, running through the whole thing. It's the same matrix. Wherever you look at it, wherever you cut into this cake, it's exactly the same. The molecular structure of Malchus is the same wherever you see it. It's amazing. Unbelievable how you put this. That's a big eye-opener. Anyway, have a good Shabbos.
Go
ahead. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Rob.
I'll see the recording when I get it. Take good
care. Much shalom.
Shalom.